At the Sydney Siege Inquest, a lawyer says his former client, Man Monis, once broke down, complaining of being tortured in jail. Monis took 18 hostages in the Lindt Cafe in December. He was shot dead when police stormed the building. Brendan Trembath is covering the inquest and joins me on the line. Brendan, what were the circumstances which led to Monis breaking down?
This was in 2013, and Monis was facing a large number of charges, including being an accessory to murder. He was in a jail near the Parramatta River at Silverwater, the Metropolitan Remand and Reception Centre. He told his then solicitor, Manny Konditsis, that he had been abused in jail. This was a very tearful Monis who said this. According to Mr. Konditsis, Monis was crying, and I mean crying like a baby. He said that Monis's nose was running, his eyes were red. Monis alleged that he was made to stand for long periods in jail, including in or about excrement on the floor. The Sydney Siege Gunman also complained that he wasn't given any food, he had to steal it, and he was being so mistreated that he was too scared to make a complaint.
Now, Brendan, the inquest has also heard from prominent solicitor Chris Murphy, who briefly represented Monis. What was his impression?
Well, he had quite a negative impression of Man Monis. While Manny Konditsis thought Monis was quite an intelligent man, Chris Murphy didn't think so. He said that there was no depth to him. He was shallow, in fact, a bit of a fake. When he met Monis back in 2009, Monis was accused of sending threatening letters to the families of soldiers who had died in Afghanistan. So he was facing court not far from here at the Downing Centre courts. And Chris Murphy recalled a brief period where they dealt with each other. But he remembered that Monis wore his clerical garb. He was wearing a white turban or some sort of scarf on his head and a fawn robe. But Murphy didn't think him particularly religious in his statements.
So why was it that Chris Murphy only represented Monis very briefly?
Well, Chris Murphy is a long-time criminal law specialist, and he has represented hundreds of clients in more than 40 years in the law. He knew that the media was outside the Downing Centre courts, and he advised Monis not to interact with them in any way. He told Monis, as he remembers it, pretend you're walking through a forest and these are trees. But instead of ignoring them, ignoring the trees, Monis produced an Australian flag and started giving a speech on the steps of the court. He later chained himself outside the court, and Chris Murphy by then was no longer his lawyer. Chris Murphy said that when he pulled the stunt of pulling out the flag and speaking to reporters, he dropped him on the spot. He later checked up on his welfare and found out that while he was chaining himself outside the court, he was taking breaks in the evening.
All right, Brendan Trembath, thank you.